I'd like to call Congress back to order after a brief recess. We are now on reports of standing committees. Congressman Supernova.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, visitors. Commerce and Gaming and Land Committee met April 16th and considered resolution number ONCR 1810, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of an international swaps and derivatives association incorporated agreement by the Osage Nation and Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise to manage its interest rate risk on outstanding debt and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent jurisdiction. Sponsor was Maria Whitehorn. Final committee action was a due pass with yes votes from Supernova, Pratt, Whitehorn, Maker, Hamilton. Also considered was committee appointments, and the first candidate was Jim Ferris, and the final committee action was the candidate is qualified by education experience and no ethical or legal barriers to service, with yes votes from Supernova, Pratt, Whitehorn, Maker, Hamilton, no votes. Also considered was Ladd Oldfield. All of these are 3-year appointments to the respective LLCs. Jim Ferris was appointed to Osage LLC. The next one was Ladd Oldfield, a 3-year appointment to Bluestem Ranch LLC. The final vote was the candidate is qualified by education experience and no ethical or legal barriers to service. 5 yes votes, Supernova, Pratt, Whitehorn, Maker, and Hamilton. Also considered was Julie Malone, 3-year appointment to the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. Final vote was the candidate is qualified by education experience and no ethical or legal barriers to service. 5 yes votes, Supernova, Pratt, Whitehorn, Maker, and Hamilton.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, members of Congress. Was in attendance. Government Operations Committee met yesterday, considered bill number ONCA 1821, an act to authorize and appropriate up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirement of the Community Connect grant for the Avent and Barnstall service area from the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Speaker Pratt. Committee action is no recommendation, voting yes Walker, Hamilton, and Maker, 1 no Good Fox. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 1824, an act to amend the Anti-Alienation Act of 25 ONC section 2-103 to allow properties in the NAHASDA home ownership program and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Good Fox, and Maker. Committee also considered resolution number ONCR 1814, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity to the state of Oklahoma. I am the sponsor. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Good Fox, and Maker. Speaker?
Yes, sir.
We also made a motion that Nancy Pillsbury Shirley who was appointed to the Foundation Board. Do I have that? Is that committee report forthcoming, or?
There is a committee report coming.
How do we do that since it's not been signed? Can I read it out?
No. If it's not.
I'll read this out. Can I read it out later whenever she reads the standing committee reports out?
Return.
Okay, thank you.
Introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions that you'd like to use? Seeing none. Bills and resolutions. On first reading, Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 1827, an act to authorize and appropriate $21,000 to the executive branch out of the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset purchases and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 1827 is assigned appropriations. Where now? Congressman Walker.
A little bit of discussion before we move on from that assignment. I turned in a committee request on this morning for GovOps, anticipating that this would be on it. At an hour-long meeting, there's one other bill of Congresswoman Edwards, and she's bringing forth a committee substitute, so it should be rather quick to process that. And I think we would have time to hear this and that government operations committee Thursday morning, if appropriations thinks that their workflow may be greater than the time that they've got set aside.
Does preparation, Chair?
I have two appropriations issues to discuss. I think I have an hour and a half meeting tomorrow. I think I can look at it for a minute.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. Where are we? Cool. That's where it's assigned, so if there's no problem with it being there, then go ahead and keep it.
Where is it assigned?
Appropriations.
Okay.
All right. We are now on General Order Day 2. Or amendments may be proposed. ONCA 17-121, an act to amend 19 ONC Section 3106 of the Occupation Workforce Pay for Performance Act to clarify merit performance recognition and merit compensation structure and funding and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congressman Walker.
Page 2, lines 79 through 82, strike lines 79 through 82. Page 3, line 104, strike line 104. Page 3, lines 128, 129, strike lines 128 through 129. Page 4, line 166, strike line 166. Page 4, lines 171 and 172, strike lines 171 and 172.
Thank you. Or is there a second?
Second.
Okay, next is ONCA 1809. An act to amend ONCA 1799 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Willow Tree Residential Treatment Centers in the amount of $281,781 and to establish an alternate effective date. Amendments to be proposed to this bill. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Page 2, line 54 and a half, strike 281, 781, and insert 268, 458. Page 2, line 69, strike 46, 667, and insert 35, 626. Page 2, line 70, strike 45, 950, and insert 43, 660, and adjust totals accordingly.
Motion to amend.
Second.
Is there a second? Thank you.
Okay.
ONC 1818, an act to amend the criminal code to strengthen the language and increase penalties for violence and domestic violence crimes authorized by the Violence Against Women Act and the End in Civil Rights Act, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Congresswoman Goodbaum.
Motion to release the hold on ONC 1818 so that amendments can be proposed.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to release the hold so that amendments can be proposed. All those in favor? Congresswoman Edwards.
Discussion?
Yes.
So I have two questions. One, has the, do we have a response on the, from the judges, the judicial branch, which formed part of the basis of the hold?
Say again, the what from the judicial branch?
The memorandum or the motion that I made.
I don't recall exactly what it asked for from. Was it an opinion?
It's in the journal. Do you want to read the journal?
She's pulling it up right now. Okay. Ask for it. And then
the second one was when I went back and listened to the GovOps meeting, there was a request made for Mr. Gill to contact the BIA and find out if an amendment could be proposed that provided that the penalties would be consistent with federal law rather than have a 9-year penalty. That was the chair requested that. I don't have any response to that. I did ask Mr. Gill yesterday, and he said he wrote TLPI, which is Tribal Law and Policy Institute. That's who he understood the question was to go to, not the BIA. And as of yesterday, he didn't have a response. So my question is, do we have a response? Because that was an amendment that was going to be proposed if that response came back affirmatively.
Okay, well, we can ask Mr. Gill, the pending receipt of an opinion from the Osage Nation courts on costs, suggested revisions, and time frame for implementation. So I don't have the answer to that.
Well, do you have that?
No, I do not have that. I'm not the sponsor of this bill, so you might ask the sponsor, but there was a discussion of, and you stated that you had sent an email previously and you were going to send another one. So my question would be, do you have that?
I do have the email that I sent, and I don't have a response.
Okay. Congresswoman Goodbaum.
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't, as a sponsor, I was not copied on that email that went to the judicial branch, but the Supreme Court Justice did send it to me. I have talked with the judicial branch. They're supportive of the legislation, as is executive, and they have stated that this is the first time they've ever had a request for information like this. They discussed the BIA approval, and their understanding is that this has to come first. There is a process, and their suggestion, as was executives, was to pull out the alternate effective date, and that allows time for the things that are, that this Congress has questions about, for things to be ironed out. But this part has to come first. So my motion to pull this from the hold is so that we can amend it and make it a better piece of legislation that we can support, executive supports, and judicial supports, so that we can do the right thing and implement something that's not there.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, briefly in response, I did send the email to everyone. I CC'd everyone on the email, and
I got it later. Didn't get it when he
sent
it.
I'm going to clarify real quick that I agree that it was sent to members of the committee, but I, as the sponsor of 1819,
I'm on the committee,
and Congresswoman Goodfox, as the sponsor of 1818, were not copied on this email. But we are You do not have, so the answer is no to the request that you asked for in your motion to hold. So I will say, as the sponsor of 1818, I was asked in the committee and made a commitment to have these pieces of legislation, 17, 18, and 19, reviewed by the Attorney General's office, and that happened. And there, it came back with an amendment to 1819, which is what I was going to propose or entertain the other day when this was put on hold. So the answer to that our Attorney General's office reviewed, yes, and there was one recommended amendment, and that will also be implemented if these return, or if the hold is lifted to go for amendments. So the rest of the information you requested, I would say the answer is no, but I want to move on.
Call for the question.
Okay, there is a motion to call for the question. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No.
Okay, one no to call for the question. We will now vote on the motion, which is to lift the hold for ONCA 1818 and 1819 so that amendments may be proposed on General Order Day 2 right now. Congresswoman Goodfather?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaugh?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
What's the vote on? Sure.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Okay, Congresswoman Goodfox.
For ONCA 1818, I have an amendment for page 1, line 17 and 18 to strike and to establish an alternate effective date. Page 6, line 244 through 247, strike section 6. The entire alternate effective date section.
Point of order.
Congressman Walker?
There were other bills on General Order Day 2, I thought. Are we on?
We are on now? ONC 1818.
Okay, then I'll second.
Okay. ONC 1819, an act to amend the criminal code to require the indigent criminal defendants be afforded effective counsel, to afford effective counsel to indigent defendants by the Osage Nation, to establish special domestic violence criminal jurisdiction over non-indigent defendants, and to establish an alternate effective date. Amendments to be proposed to this bill. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Page 1, line 18, strike and to establish an alternate effective date, and strike section 4. And the next amendment is the Attorney General's amendment to page 2, line 78, strike.
Point of order, the Attorney General doesn't amend our bills.
Well, it was his suggestion.
Okay.
Their suggestion. You wanted their feedback. This is their feedback. That's what I'm letting everyone know. You asked for their feedback for a second set of lenses, legal eyes to look at it. This is what they came back with. Okay. Is it not? Is that not what you asked for?
I need to. A clarification on 1819 on the paper. Did you say semicolon at the beginning? Semicolon?
Yes. Okay. And to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay.
And strike section 4.
Okay. There is a motion to amend. Is there a second?
Second.
ONCR 1811, or excuse me, yeah. You said there's another amendment. Okay, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Page 2, line 78, strike 7 and insert 5.
Second.
SCR 1811, a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to advance ONCA 17-121 and 1809 to general order day three on today's agenda.
Second.
Modify the rules.
Okay, there is a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 17-121 and ONCA 1809 on general order day three on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, we're now on general order day three. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1818, ONCA 1819, and ONCA 1809 on general order day three on today's agenda.
Well, 1809.
Oh, sorry.
So ONCA 8 for the motion to place general order, ONCA 1818 and ONCA 1819 on general order day three on today's agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
There's no discussion on a rule suspension. So all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, Congressman Supernaw.
Well, I wanted to, I didn't realize you moved on during amendments off of 1818, but I wanted to ask if the penalties in this bill presently are lower than the federal penalties?
I don't believe so, and these are increasing, but I don't have the answer to that. That can be discussed when the amendment's voted on. If everyone just voted to place 1818 and 1819 on general order day three.
Well, we won't have another chance to amend it, though.
That's correct.
Unless we move
unless
it around again,
back.
Just like we've done everything else.
Well,
all right,
I could have done
keep order, so that's when that amendment can be discussed.
We had that discussion in the committee meeting.
Huh?
So unless you have something else and you want
well,
to move it back, then you can move to move
yeah, how
it back.
What I'm wondering is if the penalties are lower. I'd like to see these offenders get the maximum penalty. I just want to be sure that we're not passing lower penalties and would be allowed in federal court or federal rules. That was my question.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
I guess I'm not going to get an answer.
Mr. Supernaw, I can give you an answer.
Yeah.
The committee made a request to send that out via Mr. Gill to ask if amendment could be made to change that. In the opinion of some technical advisor they were working with, and Mr. Gill sent that email out. That was one of the reasons for the hold. Mr. Gill does not have a response as of 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
From
this
them, so
they are now on general order day three for these amendments. And if somebody else has something they want to amend, then they can move to return these bills who are not general order day three back to general order day two.
Move for a 30-minute recess.
Well, I'd like to discuss this a little more.
We're not really at the point where we can just openly discuss one bill. So we're, if you would like to move in somewhere or when this amendment comes on general order day three, then maybe that could come up then, and if you have something, then move them back to general order day two. So we are now on general order day three.
Move for a 30-minute recess.
Second.
There is a motion and a second to recess for 30 minutes. Discussion, Congressman Walker.
I'd like to ask the movement the purpose of the 30-minute recess. We're in General Order Phase 3.
Well, I thought that Mr. Supernaw might have the opportunity to discuss his concerns with some people that might be able to get him an answer, and I have an amendment to the amendment to draft.
Well, within 9 years, we would be able to revise or amend that bill. Okay. And that's not a deal breaker. It's not something we need to spend 30 minutes.
Well, I guess if you do not want to give him an opportunity.
Okay, raise your hand to be recognized if you would like to speak. Let's keep order. Raise your hand if you would like to be recognized. So I don't know that we need 30 minutes, but we do need probably a little bit of time because there were many bills that were moved to General Order Day 3, and we need copies of those amendments for everyone to look over to vote on. So I don't know that it will take 30 minutes, but there is a motion to recess for 30 minutes.
Second.
And seconded. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
One no from Congressman Walker. We're in recess for 30 minutes.
Well, I was
11:01.